So many people are stepping up to show their support for public radio during this special fundraising drive. This is where you turn for programming that engages, inspires, and smarts us up rather than dumbs us down. And with your support, we're able to return each week with all of our fascinating guests on Travel with Rick Steves. If you've contributed, thanks for helping make sure that you and your neighbors have this station to rely on for a long time to come. Today on Travel with Rick Steves, I'm sharing a commencement speech I gave a few years ago to the graduating class at Evergreen State College in Washington State. Travel has inspired me to make our world a better place, and it's given me ideas on how to do it. For example, through my travels, I've realized that there are two starkly different models for social activism: Mother Teresa and Oscar Romero. There are plenty of worthy causes and generous people supporting them, inspired by Mother Teresa. It's easy to love Mother Teresa. She's a saint, heroic, loving, and inspirational. But in all her efforts to help the needy, she never asked why. Why were the people she helped so wretchedly poor and downtrodden? Then there are others who see injustice, and then they ask why. Oscar Romero was the Archbishop of San Salvador in the 1970s, at a time when his country was torn apart by a civil war, rich landowners against landless peasants. Romero didn't just feed the poor, he stood with the poor. He spoke out boldly and confronted the very foundations of structural poverty. He asked why. Romero predicted that he'd be shot, and that his spirit would live on in his people. And in 1980, he was gunned down in front of his congregation. And his memory does live on to this day as Salvadorans continue to push for dignity and social justice. As you move into the future, consider the Oscar Romero model. Ask why. Society may call others heroes, but you can be the conscience of this great nation. I believe that a true patriot, if we consider ourselves a true patriot, it's our duty to challenge America to do better. Now, some people call it America bashing, but I'd say having high standards for our country is America loving. Your passion for truth and justice can strengthen the fabric of our democracy. The power your education provides can contribute to our homeland security. Your uniquely Evergreen celebration of freedom can be an inspiring example of good citizenship. Today, you're graduating, but don't ever graduate away from what makes this school and your Evergreen education such a treasure. One more travel tale. In the middle of Copenhagen, you'll find an unlikely hippie commune called Christiania. Surrounded by all that Danish perfection and orderliness, it's a funky enclave of squatters and rebels who operate their own little idealistic society. Somehow, despite the best efforts of developers and the city government, Christianity has survived now for more than 35 years. On my last visit, as I entered Christiania, I saw a huge mural that reads, "Only dead fish follow the current." You've invested years of hard work and lots of money in your Evergreen education in order to be successful. Maybe now is a good time to pause and think about what success really means. Let me help you get started. First of all, here are a few things success is not. It's not doing a job you don't believe in. It's not letting ignorance be bliss. And it's certainly not letting someone put barbed wire on your hierarchy of needs, convincing you to worry more about consuming than contributing. Real success, on the other hand, can be lots of things. Part of it's a practical matter, working hard to earn a good paycheck and providing for your family. And that in itself can be wonderfully fulfilling. But I challenge you to do even more. As graduates of Evergreen, as promising young leaders, leave this planet with more than scrapbooks of smiley faces and memories of good family barbecues. You can change the world. Fundamentally, only you can divine your success. Remember the wood carver with the chisel I met in Turkey. There is a person who's defined his own success. He doesn't need someone like me to say to him, plastics, and neither do you. As you leave this beautiful arena of your formal education, the choice is yours. You can be plastic or authentic. Agitate institutions to make them better and choose not to be afraid. You can use your education to be engaged. Embrace life with a mindset of abundance and make choices that benefit society as a whole rather than just you as an individual. You can hold our country to the highest standards, confront injustice by doing more than just helping. You can ask why and then do something to change it. And you can get out into our world to better understand it. In an American society where so many are selling their souls to conform, you can be a dead fish, or you can swim freely, even against the current. Evergreen class of 2012, this day's all about you, and for good reason. But remember, you didn't get here on your own. Thank those who helped make your education possible. Now begins the real thing. Embrace the truth, make our world a better place, live fulfilling lives with abandon, and have fun while you're at it. God bless each of you, and congratulations. Now it's time to find your success and get out. Bon voyage!
The advice I'm sharing with the graduates at Evergreen State College comes from my lessons from the road. And you know, it applies to all of us. And that's why we enjoy bringing you Travel with Rick Steves each week, to bring the world into your home and to better equip you to go out on your own and explore it. For me, part of every morning is listening to my local public radio station. That's where I know I'll find reliable and relevant, intelligent information, information that helps me be up to date with our world. I know that this programming will enrich my life. It'll help me play a meaningful and enlightened role in my community. It also provides me with an antidote to all the fear-mongering and the downright meanness running rampant elsewhere on the dial today. Have you noticed how much fear there is in our society lately? Every time somebody wishes me safe travels, I miss the bon voyage days. I find that the people who are most afraid tend to be those who don't get out very much. In fact, I think the flip side of fear is understanding, and we gain understanding when we travel. And when we consume quality broadcasting. That's the programming you listen to right here on listener-sponsored public radio. You can be angry at the world, or you can be friends with the world. It depends on what you let shape your outlook and what wires your brain. Public radio, like travel, celebrates the variety in our world. It gives us empathy for the other 96% of humanity. It makes us smarter, and I believe it makes us better citizens. During this special fundraising edition of Travel with Rick Steves, we're asking you to help ensure that this station stays strong. With your gift, you can make a huge difference right now, a difference that ensures that this one-of-a-kind programming can keep coming to you and keep coming to everybody in your community. Please, we'd love to hear from you right now.